Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Tie Down Breakdown. It's your host, Hannah Mann. We're here in Las Vegas for the 2025 National Finals Rodeo, and like last year, we are bringing you the round interviews from the press room each night. We kicked things off last night in round one with reigning all-around world champ, Shad Mayfield, winning the round with a 6-8, picking up $33,667. Shad came into this year's finals sitting second in the world behind last year's world champ, Riley Webb. Coming into round one, Shad was behind Riley by just over 48,000, but Riley also won money in round one, splitting third and fourth with NFR first-timer Tom Kraus. For the full NFR calf roping results, you can visit calfroping.com, where results and world standings will be updated nightly. We caught up with Shad in the press room for a quick interview thanks to roping.com. Speaking of roping.com, the best gift you can give any tie-down roper in your life is a roping.com subscription. You can gift anywhere from a month to a year of roping.com, giving the gift of learning from some of the best calf ropers in the world, including tonight's round winner, Shad Mayfield. Plus, instructional content from Caleb Schmidt, Logan Harkey, Blaine Cox, and Justin Moss. The roping.com team even brought you the 2025 NFR calf break-in, where you can watch how this year's NFR calves were prepared for the Thomas and Mack.
The most important part
yesterday.
Is that what made him win the round?
I had to speak in front of the governor and then I had a speech and everything. It's a big time people.
And he did good. And I'm so proud of him.
I was way more nervous for that than this.
Did Susan write your speech?
No.
You wrote it all by yourself or did ChatGPT write it?
No.
I did. I had help, but I wrote it. It was good.
It was good. It was really
good. I'm proud of you.
It was really good, Hannah. He did. And on the way in there, I said, we are manifesting this right now. You are going to have your best NFR that you have ever had.
Look at you. You spoke it into existence. Okay, so first NFR round one since 2023. How does it feel to get tapped off this way?
It feels amazing. It's the first time I've gotten tapped off in the first round like that. And, you know, I've been saying that for some time now. I want to go out there in the first round and start it with a bang. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing, I feel like I'm roping with nothing to lose, you know.
That's
how I like to rope. And the second thing, I had fun, you know. When you're back in there and you're hard on yourself and you're worried about what everyone thinks, that's not very fun. So it looked different tonight for me, and I'm just glad to be here and just going out there to have fun.
Is that a different mental strategy this year over years past?
Absolutely. It's taken a long time, but, you know, like I said, I'm enjoying it. I've learned that and seen that, you know, this time going to NFR and rodeoing, it's just a short part of life. You know, there's more to life after all this, so biggest thing is I'm just here to cherish it and enjoy every bit of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what happens or, you know, how many buckles I strap on or who likes me or who, whatever, you know, I'm just going to go out there and have fun from now on.
Trent said you and Riley had the best calves in this pen. I mean, how excited were you to see the draw and know that you had a shot coming into the first round?
Hey, it's a good start to be drawing good. You know, I feel like last year I didn't draw the best and was frustrated with it. And to come out here in the first round and draw good, that's a good feeling. I seen that calf and I knew he fit my style. He's a bigger calf. Felt a little stronger, but was good on the ground, and that's what fits me, and I felt ready for it.
So you're coming off your all-around title last year. You're within reaching distance of it this year. I know you probably don't want to talk about it, but, I mean, how did you prepare any different coming into this year, knowing that something like that was in within reach, or?
Yeah, you know, I knew that Riley had a little bit on me, and it's been a while since I got a rope, you know, coming from behind the pack, and
which you like, right?
I like doing that. So, you know, we've seen it right there, and he has all the pressure on him this year. So I feel like that's the difference. And Riley, he's a great roper. He's not going to make a mistake, but I'm not worried about him this week. He'd go out there and do, you know, have the best 10 days or the worst 10 days. But at the end of the day, I just got to do what I can do and rope for myself, you know. So that's what I'm going to do.
How does tonight set you up for the rest of the week?
It sets me up big time. You know, it gives me confidence. It gets that first round with a bang, and it just kind of lets shows me that I can do it. You know, the biggest thing is I had to prove to myself that, you know, you come out here and do good.
Lollipop looks great. She looks like she feels great. What was your preparation coming into the finals?
She looks great and she feels great. You know, I did it a little different this year. When I'm home, I always, you know, have a lot going on. And this year I left out week early and I went out to Marana, Arizona to the Joe and Joseph Parsons house. And I told them, I said, hey, I talked to Joseph and asked if I'd go out there and rope. And they have an amazing setup out there to rope. And the biggest thing is I just wanted to focus on, you know, just roping for a while before coming out here and no other distractions. And they helped me get ready. And you know, when I left there, I felt more ready than I've ever been.
For sure. Let's talk about your hips. So you have not been secretive about the fact that you're probably going to have surgery after the finals, right? So talk to me about what your preparation looked like coming into the finals to make sure that you were healthy and feeling good. And kind of longevity-wise, what does this look like for you?
Yeah, I don't know what looks like after this NFR, or, you know, if I'll even be back next year, what it looks like. So that's another thing, is this NFR, it means a lot to me because, you know, I don't know what it looks like after this. And when I went out to Parsons, I said, hey, I don't care about my hips. I'm going to toughen it out for a whole week and not even think about them. And you know, I got a team of people out here that help me feel better. And biggest thing is when you back in there and do something like that with the adrenaline, you don't feel nothing, you know. The biggest thing I got to do is keep myself feeling good and flexible to be able to make runs like that. So that's the goal from here on out.